Are you rocking out to those tunes there? What's happening?
I was having a full-blown concert.
I know. You were doing not only the guitar, but the air drums.
I was head thrashing, too.
Exactly. Head thrashing?
Isn't that what it was?
Headbanging. Headbanging.
Okay.
I was talking to your sister about headbanging, actually. Well, because she keeps doing this thing with her hair.
Oh, well, her hair is so long. Hi, B. Your hair is so long.
I know.
And you're just flipping it.
And I was like,
Justin Bieber.
I was like, dude, you're a master. I was like, we got to get you front row at the next Anthrax concert. You know,
I almost wore my Anthrax shirt today.
Oh, you should have. You should have. Mm. All right, everybody, we're back. Episode 58. As you can tell, my daughter Zoe is here in lieu of Rob.
Hello.
Zoe popped over for lunch. You're in the middle of what? Finals? Finals week?
Oh, yes.
Is finals 1 week? 2 weeks? What is it? Like 2 weeks?
Today's
2 weeks
reading day. And then I have finals Thursday, Friday, and then all of next week. So 7 days.
Yeah. Okay.
Ish.
So we ran next door and grabbed some sush, a little decompression, a little fatherly advice.
Some hot goss time.
Hot goss. Yeah. A little bit. We ran, and I said, hey, let's jump on the pod. Let's, you know. My buddy Brian said that he enjoyed listening to you on the pod. So I was like, hey, pop on back and let's do a pod.
Very
you know?
Big compliments from people I've heard about for a long time.
So. Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
all right, cool. All right. So... what are we going to talk about here? You know, what I wanted to ask you, I guess, was we did a couple pods before, I think, one about nature versus nurture and one about interdisciplinary design. Whew, man,
yep.
It took me a minute to remember that. Yeah. And so I thought, hey, you are wrapping up your second year, which is pretty exciting.
Thank you.
Right. What I want to kind of ask, I guess, in a non-eloquent way is... what has changed for you in the world of design? You know, has your opinion of design changed? Has your thought process changed? What you thought going into this bad boy, you know, has it changed? You know, now that you're literally near the end of, and you're nodding your head, so you're about to say something. You're about to say yes.
Yeah. I think it's all changed.
It's all changed. Everything's changed.
How far back do you want to go? Because
what's up is down.
Exactly. Well, all of design... growing up with you guys is two, and we've talked about this, is 2D, is paper, is packaging, is the magic of
three-dimensional
design.
Yeah.
And that whole kind of world of the Massimos and the very, very awesome people that I grew up with.
Yeah, having pancakes with Massimo.
It's a famous
story.
You guys have talked about that story.
We're never going to let that one down. That's going to go forever.
That was the peak of my life, and I had no idea.
How old were you? Six? Eight?
I was eight.
Okay.
Eight. I think a lot of it has changed just with you guys and then trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And then once I figured out what I wanted to do, how that has started to change.
Okay, so let's start with what you thought it was, and then we'll evolve into what you think of it now. So,
I think, I'm doing industrial design, and you explain this whenever you talk to people about ideas that we both thought I would be going to school and doing the... chairs and tables and these things and only that's what ideas.
Yeah, like product design.
Yeah,
like why is the why does the coffee maker look the way the coffee maker
You're gonna
works,
make the four
know?
Tines joke of why does a fork have four and not three tines?
I am nothing if not predictable at times, which is comfortable for people.
Dare I say
I'm very predictable. So.
But I get to school, I'm like, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And immediately it's like, why are upper level studios doing apps? Why am I going to be expected to code next year? Like as a freshman,
you're wondering what in the world's going on.
I'm going to a tech school.
But you were working on products at first, weren't you? Like shape and you did a spatula. You did all sorts of stuff.
You're doing rectilinear and curvilinear.
Okay.
Like,
whoa.
Product theories and just kind of like learning what design is.
Okay.
In the traditional product sense world, but then because of we were joking about the digital age last time, but because of the digital age,
those darn computers,
now AI, but how much that has changed what you can apply those traditional concepts to.
Mm. Okay.
So I think that is what has offered more choice now.
Okay.
In terms of it, like I don't need to just go into a traditional product design studio. I mean, my studio next year will be UI UX and Figma and more coding than I ever thought I would do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And how does that make you feel?
I'm very excited.
Okay, good. So what does this mean? I guess you're saying, hey, I came in thinking it was going to be more product design, and that may be an influence from us, you know, your parents, and just our understanding of what industrial design was, you know, 20 years ago. To now, your opinion has your view has changed in that it's so much more than just product design and
But I think that's changed because of the way that the world has changed, and I don't necessarily think I'm being forced into any one part of the discipline.
Yeah.
But whether I end up liking all of the coding or not, or all of this, being able to have the skills to know what I'm talking about and have a handle on everything coming out of school is what makes everything helpful.
Yeah. Rob and I actually just did a pod. You're saying whether you like it or not. We just did a pod talking about sometimes having to work on things that maybe you don't necessarily agree with or can foresee problems down the road, and you still having to do your best. You know, I mean, you got to give it your all. I mean, that's what people are paying you for, you know, and you know, your professional opinion of, you know, why this matters, things like that, you know?
So,
all right. So what else? Okay. So your viewpoint has changed.
I've opened my, the audio medium is not doing us justice, but we're doing big hand motions that my horizons have been expanded.
Okay. So change number one is changing horizons, expanded horizons. All right. What's number two? What else do you think?
Changing what I think I can do.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think like confidence levels going up of
I'm going to call that a good thing.
Learning a lot more. Yeah. Like being,
dude, that's awesome.
Kind of, can we curse on this? Like the holy shit moment that I did this.
Yeah.
And just having that, like, oh my God, people are validating what I'm doing. I did it right. I'm using all these concepts properly. I'm adding my own flair into it, and just kind of going, we were talking about it at lunch, going through the phases of everything. I'm like, oh, phase one, you're getting all of it. And I'm kind of in the next phase of applying it, and I'll keep applying it and constant feedback and the art of being chewed out. But
Well, now your brother can't listen to this because there's going to be an explicit label warning on this. And that's, he hasn't reached that threshold of Spotify yet. Sorry. So, but you can swear as much as you want. So your sister will hear it, but your brother won't.
They're in the middle of middle school. And when I was in the middle of middle school, I think
is that when the wheels fell off?
The wheels completely fell off and it was just the filter for home. So I have no,
pretty sure that you leave that.
No regret for that.
You know, you leave that loving, nurturing embrace of elementary school.
And you just get kicked in the butt.
Yeah, just thrown into the world of middle school where it's...
stink bombs and... Yeah. Oh, all sorts of bad things. Yeah, just absolutely horrific. Yeah. Public middle school, for that record, too.
Hey, you know what? I went to public middle school many, many moons ago as well, and it's just as bad. It was just as bad back then.
I mean, we were talking about it. Yeah. Everyone has the right to go to middle school.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you can't kick people out of middle school, you know, unless they do something bad. So
there's no limit to.
Okay, so expanded horizons has changed. The second thing is
confidence
level, which I think is good. I think that you know, that can transcend design just in general.
Yeah, just knowing what you're doing, being able to handle everything. I mean, to an extent,
being more confident. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, for sure. All right, what else? What other opinions have changed about design?
I love it a lot. I love it more than I ever thought I would.
That's cool.
Encouraging. You guys have, you and mom put a very big emphasis, a big stamp on like, all right, you can go do whatever you want to do, but you're going to be good at it and you're going to try your hardest.
Yeah.
And if I'm not the nerdiest design person ever and I'm wearing a furniture t-shirt right now, but if I'm not completely putting my entire soul into it, then kind of what's the point like I should love what I'm doing the most, for everything. And I know people that are in school just to kind of get through it and just to go into the cycle of making money. And that's completely fine.
Sure.
And I mean, at Tech, I feel like I'm in the minority of like, I love this so much.
Really?
This is my favorite thing ever.
Okay.
So just that kind of difference of like, I love what I'm learning. Like this is not a means to an end, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is the ends to my mean.
Sure. Wow.
learning that too. And just kind of going on that gut feeling, deciding to go to a design school.
Yeah.
And like, I think I'm going to like this. This is giving me an excited tingle that I've never felt before.
Yeah.
And
that's cool.
Just that complete validation, having people around that also support that,
because
you're just like completely surrounded by is. I mean, I think this might be the only time in my life where it's 100% complete design nerds.
Yes.
Everywhere, unless I go into a design firm.
Yeah, we used to in design school, when I was in design school many moons ago. You know, we would wake up, start doing graphic design.
Yep.
You know, and then, you're rocking it all. It's 2:00 in the morning. And you're still, you know, but man, we had the time of our lives. I mean, because you are living, breathing, drinking, you know, all things, and you're a sponge, you're soaking it all in, you're learning new things, you're trying new things, you're exploring, you know, and you're with, you know, just surrounded by, you keep saying nerds, but you're surrounded by like-minded individuals that have that same passion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you're collaborating. I mean, all sorts of good things are happening. You know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty fun. And hopefully that'll still happen, you know, once you bounce out and start your career. You know what I mean? You'll be in an environment that fosters that level of creativity. You know, and what you'll have to develop is obviously that that work-life balance, mm-hmm. and you'll have to transition to, I sound like I'm being bossy here, soapboxy, but like when you'll learn like when you're good at different parts of your job, mm-hmm. like when do you create, when mm-hmm. do you build,
and
you know,
I will
things
say
like that.
That the, this ad agency that we're sitting in right now does a very good job of that. What's their name again?
Mock the Agency.
Oh, okay.
You can find us online at mocktheagency.com.
On the interwebs at Mock the Agency.
Mm-hmm, sometimes.
Thank you, Mr. Rob.
Yep. Take a look at our Instagram. It's magical.
Instead of end of the episode, smacking it right in the middle for those transcripts, you got to get that.
We'll do it at the end too. We'll do it at the end.
Well, as every time I say ad in the transcript, we get the highlight word ad that takes us to my, it's fantastic.
My God. It's almost like you're speaking search engine optimization. Andrew, I know you're listening to this right now.
mock.
stop. Okay. Goofball. All right. What else have you learned? Season two, Georgia Tech Industrial Design.
Season one, chews you up and spits you out and says,
I think that's good for you.
And either says
it's good for everybody.
And either says, no, you can't do this, or it's all you got chewed up and spit out and you feel like you can keep going. So you kind of have that like, all right, I have this chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I have this badge of surviving year one.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then year two welcomes you in this open embrace. Mm. And it's, this is year two. We're going to design for other people now instead of you. It's going to be great. Like, again, it's not, we're an audio medium, so you can't see what I'm doing, but it's like, it's this very loving, like, now we're all coming together in collectiveness to understand other people and
okay, so it's not the great return. It's not like, oh, I got chewed up and spit out, and then season two is a triumphant return on horseback with a flaming sword running, you know.
Gladiator.
No, it feels like
it's a soft,
loving embrace coming back in, you know, gentle
and
footsteps in the forest.
We have to lure you back in because we scared you all so hard.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
And then it dives into, all right, well, you designed for yourself the entirety of last year, and you learned how to do everything by using yourself as the experiment. Out into the world you go, you're going to go find these groups of people that you want to help, and very much like I your projects are centered around other people, like, shockingly.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, it's using all those tools that you learned first year to implement those in the second year, but on the concept of being able to back up your designs by research from other people. And definitely ties in the research institute that I attend, that tech does very well of, like, you will be able to back up what you're saying with XYZ data and figuring out.
Well, that's the way the real world, I hesitate to say the real world, but like the professional world, you know, is 99% of the things I've worked on in my career are not for me.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what makes, the job so challenging and interesting is all of the internal hoops that you have to run through, both on our side and on client sides. And that's what makes there such a level of appreciation of magical things out in the world when they make it out in the world, right? Because you think about, okay, you know, I have to think
everything
about the target audience. I have to think about what the desired result is.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think about what the tactics are.
How many levels of user testing.
Yeah. But then I have to go back. I have to then sell that sort of back through, through clients who probably aren't the target audience either.
Yeah.
You know, they're the marketing manager.
It's
or
all
the
in
VP
the hypothetical
of what, you know,
that people who would actually want this will want this.
Yeah. Well, but it's more than hypothetical. I think a lot of the stuff is grounded in fact, right?
No, so, I'm saying when you're pitching to clients.
Yeah.
It's if they're not the target audience, we're relying on the fact that they understand that who their audience is will like this.
Exactly.
That hypothetical, I mean. But.
All right. So what are you looking forward to next? I guess we've done the two, year one, year two, and then what are we looking forward to in year three? Or do we even know that? Are we even there yet? I have no
coming
idea.
Coming out of it, I've learned to just open my arms and accept what will be given. No, I.
What do I always say, Zoe?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Well, I say, or I say that a lot. I say, surf the wave that comes.
That is true. I will say year two has been defined by, is the juice worth the squeeze?
Really?
And a lot of lessons like that is this
good
disagreement worth it? Year two is a lot of navigating people and being able to
talk to me more about that.
I don't agree on this one thing,
but
we, for the betterment of the,
well, I foreshadowed
the
that.
The studio Rob, of the group, yeah.
Yeah, Rob and I did do a chat on, like, working with difficult people.
Yeah.
Whether they're your clients or your coworkers or whatever, and that is...
inside the studio and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's, we're 45 people now that are together 18 hours a day.
Yeah.
That are in the same building 18 hours a day.
It's not always going to be kumbaya.
It's not always going to be kumbaya. And that navigation this year coming from, oh, I saw what they did last year and, oh, I'm not sure what's going on. Like, just kind of that navigation of everyone's personalities and trying to exist in this harmony and,
yeah.
and how many dynamics are going on at the same time
yeah.
has been really interesting. So I'm excited yeah. to see how that develops in year three, because year three breaks off into people who may have started the program later than others. Mm. Now they can jump ahead in studios and,
yeah.
and leave the cohort
yeah.
as opposed to, and we branch off into different studios. I'll be in the UI UX studio,
yeah.
but there's a health studio. There's a like electrical studio. And then there's the traditional product design studio.
Okay.
So the cohort, what? The cohort will get smaller per studio, but we'll split through four.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
the dynamic is going to change.
Interesting.
I'm a little bit bittersweet on that because it's our big happy family
is
not breaking up, but changing.
Well, I love to hear you say that you think it's interesting because, yeah, while not everybody will agree on everything all the time,
mm-hmm.
I think that's what's so fantastic about the industry in general mm-hmm. is that different viewpoints, different perspectives. And, you know, even though you're going through the same path, you will have different strengths and weaknesses.
I mean, we turned out like 50 chairs and each chair was completely different.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Which is amazing. I mean, you happen to be in Atlanta on May 4th from 5 to 9, there is this event called Launchpad where you can come see all 45 chairs.
Sure.
And all the other magicalness that the College of Design at Georgia Tech has to show.
Am I going to be able to sit in any of these chairs or no?
Mine will be there and mine is sittable.
Okay.
The only ones that are there
can sit in. Okay.
Can be sat in.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
All right, that's cool. I hate to break it to you, but this mm-hmm. might come out after the 4th.
It's okay.
May the 4th.
Okay.
I think Mike and I did a Star Wars episode for May the 4th.
Okay.
Design of Star Wars. So
it's okay. We don't get.
I'm giving away trade secrets now, and this is all things that have already happened.
Maybe.
All right. Well, anything else? I mean, we've been rapping here for 17 minutes. Anything else you want to, or do you need to get back to it? You probably need to get back to it. So.
I need to get back to it. I don't have any other notes.
All right.
I'm excited for year three.
Okay.
I still love what I do.
Good.
It still makes me very happy.
I'm excited for year three as well.
Mm-hmm. the portfolio is zoeylmock.com.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, well, here we go. Where can the people find you, Zoe?
Zoe Mock on LinkedIn, zoeylmock.com.
Okay.
I'm everywhere. Zoe Elmock.
Yeah.
LinkedIn.com/zoeylmock.
All right. And where can the people find us, Zoe?
All right. Well, it's mocktheagency.com on the interwebs.
Yep.
People can find you on Instagram and Twitter and everything at mocktheagency.
All right.
You guys float around on 14th Street and frequent Wagaya.
Well played.
So.
Yes. Yeah. All right.
That's it.
All right. That's it for today. Thanks everybody for listening. Drop us a review
online.
And snoop us up online.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks everybody. Okay.